Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, obviously, Tommy, we opened up the West Bank, and you were there, and we didn't expect the need to be as great as it is. But the good thing is there's a lot of people now getting food, and what a blessing. Because, again, a lot of hospitality people have not gone back to work. So people are still struggling to make ends meet, and that's why these lines on these food pantries are just record lines. I mean, we're on pace now, Tommy, to give away over 10 million pounds of food this year.
Wow. I tell you what, the work you guys do is incredible, and I'm happy just to be able to talk about it. Go to givinghopenola.org, y'all, if you would, and see what we're talking about. And I know there's something there you're going to want to get involved with, so do that, please. Now let's talk business. Troy, what's going on with the automobile industry? Are you having trouble getting inventory?
Oh, it's – Tommy, I've been doing this for 35 years. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, literally because of COVID, which kind of shut down a lot of plants, and then you got these microchip shortages. So you got vehicles that can't be shipped because they're waiting on a $100 chip. And what's amazing is that people want to buy cars, which is really interesting because you have record low interest rates. And because they can't get the inventory, you go to a dealership. Historically, dealerships stock 200, 300, 400 cars. Dealerships have 10, 12, 15 cars on the ground. That's so crazy. People are like, what's going on? And I don't think there's going to be relief until the fourth quarter. And then, Tommy, what it has done is you go try to rent a car right now and look how many miles on that rental car. Or here's the best one. Try to buy a used car. You have used cars for the first time in the history of the automobile industry going up in value. Like, I have friends with trucks who can sell their truck, their year-old truck, for more money than they paid for it.
So what kind of concerns do you have as a businessman of this, I don't know if you want to call it upside-down economy, but topsy-turvy, where you got demand, the supply can't match it, you got used cars, the value is going up. They got people that want to fly. They can't get flights. Just as a businessman that deals with the economy every day in a very real sense, what's your take on all of this, Troy?
Well, there's a timidness on the manufacturing side along with the consumer services side. People just don't know how big the demand is going to be. So therefore, when they go to try to hire someone, a lot of people don't want to work. A lot of people don't want to work for the wages they used to work for. So people are having a hard time hiring, so therefore they can't offer the services. And on the manufacturing side, you just did not realize that the demand would be what it is. Now, historically, this stuff adjusts itself, Tommy. It just takes time. Mm-hmm. The good news is that you're seeing people with enough consumer confidence that are willing to now travel, that are willing to buy automobiles. So that's a bright spot. And as long as interest rates stay low, it will continue to stimulate not only the auto industry, but the housing industry. Because look what happened to the price of lumber. People that were trying to build homes all of a sudden realized, oh, my Lord, the price of lumber doubled. But now that's starting to come down because you start to see more manufacturing in the lumber side too. So it historically weeds itself out, Tommy, and it works out for the best.
So you employ a lot of people. I would imagine service is busy, because people are taking care of the cars that they have, because God forbid they have to buy one because they're not going to be able to find one. But what about salespeople, Troy? Have you had to let people go?
Just the opposite. Because the demand for automobiles is so high, we've actually hired a lot of restaurant waiters and and a lot of people in the hospitality industry. And it's been a good thing for them because, you know, when business is good, an automobile person can make really good money. But it's just a transition. It's just like, think of Amazon, Tommy. Think about all the people now, the shortage of, you know, CDL truck drivers is all, at an all-time high also. So it's just a, it's a tipping point in the economy where things are changing and you have to adjust.
Let me pick it up here when we come back, because what you just said, I want to get your take on as well, and that is a sea change in the economy because of the pandemic, and I think we are looking at that. I want to get your take on that when we come back. And in terms of cars, are you putting people on waiting lists or people like signing up? What's the situation with that? We'll find out more from my boy Troy Duhon, founder and owner of Premier Automotive Group. He also, with his wife Tracy, founded Giving Hope NOLA. So please go to givinghopenola.org, see how many organizations have gotten involved and how worthy it is of your time or treasure. And you could be helping a lot of people. And Troy and I and everybody would love you to get involved with it. 7:50, 10 till 7, 8, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to my boy Troy Duhon, founder, owner of Premier Automotive Group and Giving Hope NOLA. Got to get that in there. If you go to givinghopenola.org, you'll see the good work they do. So, Troy, when it comes to, first off, you said you're hiring people to sell cars. Are you you putting waiting lists together? Or what are you doing?
Well, when people are in desperate need of an automobile, obviously we do everything in our power to find what they're looking for. And obviously prices and margins are up. But at the same time, when people are trading something in, Tommy, the values they're getting on their used cars are sometimes thousands higher than what they were a value a year ago. So it's a good off time for people to trade in. So if they're waiting, we're going to have to order one and hopefully get it within 6 to 8 weeks. But with the chip shortage, it hasn't been happening that way. So a lot of people just being forced to recondition their old car and wait.
So you said by fourth quarter, that's when you think the chip thing will be solved in terms of chips in terms of lots being filled with cars?
I think you're going to see October, November, December, you're going to start seeing the manufacturers catch up. So therefore, the demand that is there now will be satisfied because a lot of people are going to be willing to wait. So I foresee that October, you're going to see inventories getting back to normal.
How has this affected, like, new models and model years, et cetera? Did they get enough of the – and it used to be, it seems like, back in the day, Troy, fall was when the new cars, the new model years would come out. Now it seems like that's not necessarily the case. But how has that happened? How has that been affected, rather? Have they been able to get – enough of, say, the 2021 model out to move on to 2022?
Because of the chip shortage, you're going to see a lot of production of 2021s be transitioned to 2022s.
Okay.
Because if they can't get them out, then they're just going to move them to the next year, which will be – so right now, historically, July and August is when you see the transition of the model year. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're going to see a lot of production go from 2021 to 2022.
Gotcha. Any fun? Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you was in terms of sea change to the economy, because you talked about people, you know, not wanting to go to work for what people are willing to pay. Do you see all of that settling down, or do you think the pandemic has caused a sea change in the economy and that things would be different from now on forever?
Well, a lot of people are still getting government subsidies. So eventually when the subsidies run out, people will be forced to go to work. And I think what they're going to find is that now is probably one of the best times to go to work because you can pretty much demand higher wages and get them. And the economy in certain markets is strong, so people are making more money than they've ever made.
It's also a good time, and what I've been saying, Troy, and you correct me if I'm wrong, for people that want to get in on the ground floor, now's the time because you're looking for people and maybe they'll take a chance on you when otherwise maybe you wouldn't have. They wouldn't be willing to take a chance on you?
No, now is absolutely the best time ever to enter the workforce because you're going to get higher pay, better benefits, and better opportunities. There's never been a better time to enter the workforce than now.
Any final thoughts, my friend?
You know, it is a tipping point, Tommy, and I think the auto industry and the housing industry are going to stay strong because of the low interest rates. So I think that you're going to see a lot of people in the construction world and the automobile world do extremely well in the next 2 to 3 years.
Hi, my friend. Thank you, Troy Duhon, fellow Shaw graduate, Shaw Eagle. We appreciate that. Have a great weekend. I guess I can tell you that we're on
Tommy,
Wednesday.
Thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.